Ephesians 5, 3 and 4. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Should foolish talking be in the same category with fornication? According to Paul, neither should be once named among Christians. These types of lists in Scripture often surprise us. They name what we would consider horrible sins right alongside actions we consider minor. No sin is minor. In fact, it is likely the sins we have overlooked that are doing the most damage. A believer may go an entire lifetime without getting involved in gross sin. Still, that same believer may have had a lifelong poor witness for Christ because he involved himself in many well-accepted sins. They include the two mentioned here, foolish talking and jesting, which refer to a careless way of speaking that focuses on worldly and ungodly things. This kind of talk gives us away because it reveals what is in our hearts. Ephesians 5, 3 and 4. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks.